You know, they say they can't take it with you, and you can't take it with you, and I accept that. So in my will, I've left instructions. When I pass away, all my cash, stocks, bonds, and CDs be put into one neat package. And let's just find out once and for all how good Federal Express really is, huh?
I ain't got no regrets. I ain't losing track of which way I'm going. I ain't gonna double back now. Don't wanna misplay. Put on no display. An angel know, but I know my way.
Tuna coming up in the next 60 minutes, another edition of Tuna's Tabloids. Flame it yourself. How to beat the insurance adjusters at their own games. We'll talk to an ex-insurance adjuster on that one. Also, bubble clothes. Well, that's something new. And then a celebrity close-up over here. Here's Don Allen, and let's get serious.
Hey boy, you got me so delirious. Serious. Talk about serious. People who modify their cars with flashy brake lights and loud horns or fancy fixtures are making a statement of independence. That's why laws that prohibit such actions are often ignored. So says psychologist Rex Beaver. Despite his opinion, police are trying to put a stop to illegal brake lights by passing out fix-it tickets. In California, for example, the Highway Patrol cites anyone with brake lights that blink, flash, or do other special effects. Police claim such flashy brake lights distract drivers and cause accidents. So far, police efforts have curbed some car enthusiasts from mounting illegal lights, but for many, reflecting their personality is worth the price of a ticket. In America's Civil War, the submarine was an experimental weapon, dangerous to both the enemy and its own crew. Horace Lawson Hunley, a Confederate officer, invented the submarine that carried his name. His sub torpedoed and sank the Federal sloop Housatonic in Charleston Harbor. But Hunley never returned to shore. The same torpedo destroyed the submarine with the loss of all hands. Submarine warfare in the Civil War, a little-known episode in America's military history. Tuna's Tabloid. Famous explorer Admiral Richard Byrd found another continent with UFO aliens living in the center of the Earth, according to his nephew Harley Byrd. Speaking to a convention of UFO researchers, the younger Byrd claimed his famous explorer uncle found a hole in the ice cap and an entire civilization living inside the planet. But they wouldn't let him tell about it, says Harley, who also claims the United States and Russia recovered 77 alien corpses from the hidden civilization for research. Harley says the Japanese will search for the openings to inner Earth in 1992. Real estate agents are expected to protest. Police in Los Gatos, California, settled a lawsuit by paying $75,000 for mistakenly arresting a man they thought was growing marijuana. Cops crashed into the home of Peter Francinich to arrest him and his wife and later discovered the illegal plants were tomatoes. The embarrassed police department settled out of court. And a philandering young wife lost a court case to a pig over her dead husband's will in France. A wealthy farmer, Francis Augustini, suspected his pretty young second wife, Angela, was seeing another man, but was surprised to find she was seeing several. So when he died, he left his millions to a favorite pig named Fredo.
That's all I know. It's sincere, isn't so. All right. I'll say La Isla Bonita, Madonna. That's it. That's Madonna here with Charlie Tuna. You had a good laugh today. Almost 80% of those polled in Germany have, according to a recent poll by the Wickert Institute. Officials there say people in the Federal Republic are laughing more these days. Among occupational groups, civil servants laugh the most, 87%, but the self-employed laugh the least, 67%. The Institute says of all age groups, 83% of the 18 to 29-year-olds polled said they had a hearty laugh that day. Only 73% of those over 50 could say the same. Regionally speaking, the Wickert Institute says Bavarians laugh the most on a given day, while Northern Germans laugh the least. He who laughs last. Because aspirin is used by so many people, it's often not considered a drug, but it is. And each bottle indicates the specific dosages for various age groups. Pay attention to these instructions, especially when applying the medication to children. Ordinarily, the inscription on the label reads, "Warning, keep this and all medication out of the reach of children." If the aspirin is a special children's variety, the label should say, "Caution, for children under 3, consult physician." But even for adults who take aspirin for temporary relief or arthritic or rheumatoid pain, the label should advise days. If pain persists for more than 10 days or redness is present, consult a physician immediately. Heed these warnings. They're there for your protection and that of your family. It seems like one of the big topics of conversation anytime you get together with anybody is car insurance and the premiums you have to pay on this. And then eventually, if you're ever involved in an accident, they have the insurance adjuster to come out and they say, well, here's what we can present you for this. Well, maybe you shouldn't take the first offer, because I have author Michelle Soddy on the telephone, and she talks about claim it yourself. That's why she's written the book, helping beat the adjusters at their own game. Right, Michelle?
That's right.
Well, now, what eventually prompted you to come up with a book like this? Did you have some problems yourself with insurance adjusters?
I was an insurance adjuster for 3 years.
Oh, you were?
Yes, I was. I worked for one of the country's largest automobile insurers.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, I saw all of the tricks and tactics that we were taught to use against people after they'd had automobile accidents. People who were still in shock from the accident, people who were hurting because they had been physically injured. And frankly, I just got tired of exploiting people.
Mm-hmm. And you say, like, insurance adjusters are obviously for the company trying to get the payment as little as possible. Or
that's
even
right.
Nothing
that's
at
right.
all sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
What are your tips, then, for beating the adjusters at their own game?
Okay, first of all, after you've had what appears to you to be a minor automobile accident, and 24 hours later, a smiling, professional, very pleasant adjuster appears on your doorstep, because insurance adjusters handle so many claims and so many different types of accidents that we know that if you've been in, say, for instance, a rear-end collision, if you've been hit from behind, the chances are very good that you have something called a whiplash injury. This means that the muscles in your neck and shoulders have been hurt, but you're not going to feel it. You don't feel a whiplash until a week or maybe even 2 weeks after you've been hurt.
Mm.
But when you do feel it, it's very painful. It's very serious, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
The adjuster is out there because he knows there's a good possibility you've got one of these injuries. He wants you to sign away that claim before you realize you're hurt. So the $200 or $300 he's offering you is generous from his point of view, because he could be saving his company $2,000 or $3,000 down the line.
That's right. What about those when you get a phone call offering to make a settlement on the phone?
Okay, phone call settlements have come about because of the technology that allows us to tape record over the phone. Something that most people don't realize when they make this kind of settlement is that they are settling a claim. They give a recorded interview concerning the accident to the adjuster, and then the adjuster asks them, will you accept X amount of dollars to take care of your bills and your wage loss? The people accept it without ever signing anything. And quite often, older people or individuals who've come into this country recently don't understand. They had signed away, and in effect signed away, a claim without ever putting their signature onto a piece of paper. If they have additional medical bills, additional wage loss, they can get no further payment.
Wow. And then you say when meeting an adjuster, I saw a note here, it says be sure to have a witness present. Huh?
Yes. When it comes time for you to settle your claim, the adjuster is going to give you a lot of incorrect information. You have to have a witness present so that you can prove that the adjuster is lying to you. Now, in addition, you also want to discuss the settlement of your claim during regular business hours on a weekday, so that in case you have to call the state insurance adjuster, state insurance commissioner,
mm-hmm.
in Sacramento, you can contact this person's office. Because you're going to want to verify when the adjuster tells you, for example, that he owes you net wage loss as opposed to your gross wage loss. That can, if you've been off of work for a month or so, that's a considerable difference. He'll tell you that, hoping that you'll believe it.
Mm.
You need a witness to that, and you also need to contact the insurance commissioner's office and say, what does he really owe me?
Well, and it said also advises check and see what the courts have awarded other people in similar accident cases, right?
Okay, you want to do that because that's the only way, as a non-professional person, you can discover how much your accident is really worth. I found out that most people have an inflated notion of how much their accident really should be paid off on.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean is, if someone has been out of work for a couple of weeks and they have maybe $500 in doctor bills, they always wanted $20,000. Well, obviously, you know, that every claim is not worth that amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
There is no basic standard for the amount of money an insurance claim is worth.
Mm.
You take your medical bills, your wage loss, and your incidental expenses, and then you add to that what are called general damages.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the money for the pain and suffering and the inconvenience. The general damages are determined by what the courts in your area give. That is what a jury in your town gives. If you have a relative who was injured in a similar accident in New York City or Louisiana, you can't use the figure that they got in their settlement. What matters is what you got, is what juries are giving in Los Angeles for your kind of accident. And if that's less than what you feel you deserve, well, you have to face reality.
Right.
But remember, the adjuster is always going to offer you less money than he knows a jury would give you.
Mm.
That's why you have to do some research.
Right. Well, that book will obviously answer quite a few more questions, and the name of it is Claim It Yourself, and it's by Michelle Sotti, who we've been speaking with. And Michelle, thanks for a lot of sage advice, it sounds like, just on the phone. I guess we'll get a lot more in that book of yours, right?
Lots more.
Okay. Thank you very much, Michelle. Next accident, I'll have your number here. I'm going to call you. Fascinated. I got kicked out of Company A for the obvious reasons here.
Hello there. I'm Sal. Sal Manella. You may know me as food poisoning. During the summer, I don't get invited to your picnics and cookouts, but I tag along anyway, and you know what that means. Yeah, when you cook food and then leave it out for 3 or 4 hours, I can get in and do my thing, which is to make you sick. But if you don't leave food out like that, I won't be having much fun this summer. But some of you will, and I love you.
AFN Radio, serving the Illesheim military community at 101.0 FM. Bringing you the best, we're AFN Radio.
Without you near me, the days would all be empty. The nights would seem so long. With you I see forever, oh so clearly. I might have been in love before, but I never felt this strong. Our dreams are young and we both know they'll take us away. Now, touch me now. I don't want to live without you. not so easy. Our love will need a way for us. Like the guiding star, I'll be there for you if you should need me. You don't have to change a thing. I love you just the way you are. So come with me and share the view. I'll help.
Nothing's going to change my love for you. Subject to alterations, no doubt. This ominous beginning is David Bowie. Day in, day out.
Day in, day out.
Day out.
Day out.
boy. Now, day in, day out, exercise gives your metabolism a boost. Experts believe after you exercise, you may burn calories more efficiently for up to 24 hours, even while you sleep. On the other hand, dieting alone slows your metabolism down, making it harder for you to burn fat off. Registered dietitian Karen Owens explains, when you diet, your body slows down your metabolism as a natural defense against starvation. That's why very low-calorie diets don't work. Owens suggests eating 10 calories for each pound of your body's weight. Study shows that a 140-pound woman eating 1,400 calories each day will lose weight more gradually but more permanently than if she ate 1,000 calories or fewer. Before the coming of the railroads, the U.S. Army was desperately searching for an efficient way to supply its bases in the American Southwest. In 1855, Congress authorized one of the most unusual military outfits ever formed, the U.S. Army Camel Corps. The special unit lasted until the Civil War, but the camels have lasted far longer than that. According to rumor, a camel was recently seen in the Texas desert, living evidence of an unusual episode in America's military heritage. You're starting to look for clothes with a little snap, crackle, and pop to them. A store in Encinitas, California is right for you. I have Nancy Soleil, the boutique on the phone here that specializes in, well, bubbles, plastic bubbles. Right, Nancy?
That's right, Charlie.
I got to tell you, nothing is more addictive than getting these little air bubble packing pieces here in the mail, and you sit here and you... pop, you hear that?
Yeah, you got some.
I love these. I mean, I could sit here all day and just pop these little air bubbles. Have you done a psychological profile on people who like to do that?
Everybody does.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't think there's anyone exempt.
I'm not alone, then. Okay, well.
No.
Now, you have actually started making clothes out of them, though.
Uh-huh.
For instance.
Well, I hated to have this stuff go to waste. I mean, you know, it's such a great product.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing vests. And jackets, and I've got a couple of evening gowns and some cocktail dresses and, some stuff that's a little different.
Well, what is the name of your boutique down there in Encinitas?
It's called C'est Soleil.
C'est Soleil.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Soleil. Okay. Very French.
Oh, oui.
Nancy Soleil, C'est Soleil. Je m'appelle Charles Duna.
Well, I do all the buying, and I do a lot of the designing, and so they know me fair.
Well, that's fun. Do you get a lot of reaction to these?
Constantly. And we've had some interest from some Hollywood types, you know.
Yeah.
The types who, you know, dare to be noticed.
Well, now, are they just simply the bubble fabric, or do you have a few little amenities to the actual clothes?
Well, they have to be pretty much mixed with some other fabrics just to cover up, you know,
yes,
certain areas of the body.
Yes.
But, I have a long vest that has little tubing around the edge of it that's covered in fabric, and that has ping pong balls hanging from the shoulders and little ribbons, and, it's different.
I guess, what would be a price tag on these little, I can't get away from these bubbles, on these bubbles?
Well, they range probably from 120 to 150 and up. They're very labor intensive. It's a lot of work to put them together. And whereas the fabric may not cost that much, the time is really what's the big thing.
Now, you mentioned jackets and vests. I guess you really couldn't do skirts, because when you'd sit down, well, then the obvious effect would happen, right?
No, actually, it's quite the opposite, because that's why you pack things in it, is because you've got that equilibrium of pressure on it. It's very comfortable to sit on. I've done a couple of cocktail dresses that have big flouncy skirts, and they're great to sit on.
You mean you don't pop your bubbles when you sit on?
No.
Oh.
Just, you know, when you pop them, you really compress the little bubble with your finger, that's what lets them go. But that's why they pack things in them, because you've got that air of, that cushion of air around it.
Oh, well, then when a guy would pinch you, though, you'd go pop.
It's hard to get a hold of anything. Now, when he's coming, though, that's for sure.
That's right. Well, are you going to franchise these nationwide or something? Or
we're looking into it, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. We're getting some, copyright things going, and it's just booming.
Well, we'll have your get a store number.
Popping, as they say.
Oh.
Your life is turning, so I'm gonna put you away.
That's the Breakfast Club here with Charlie Tinna. And now music for candlelight dinners. This is Journey. Why can't this night go on forever?
Lost in twilight, the memories, precious moments you let me.
Can't this night go on forever? Well, I don't want to burst your bubble, but you think you blow a mean soap bubble? You haven't seen nothing until you watch bubble expert Richard Faverty at the 3rd annual Bubbles and Balloons Festival. It's going to be held at the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia. Faverty says he may be the only one alive who can completely encase people in soap bubbles. He calls it the double body bubble. It makes you stand in a vat of soapy liquid, then lifts his circular hoop over you and arches it across to the next person. The real-life Mr. Bubble says his giant bubble spans up to 12 feet and hangs in the air for about 10 to 12 seconds. Did you know that two women have run for the office of President of the United States? The first was Mrs. Victoria Woodhull, who was nominated three different times by the Equal Rights Party beginning in 1872. But she never received support strong enough to elect her. The second woman was Belva Lockwood, who ran for the presidency in 1888. She was also nominated by the Equal Rights Party. She, too, was unsuccessful. Although no woman has ever become president, women have taken their place as senators, representatives, and state governors.
Celebrity. close-up.
Today, a visit with Poison. Just when hardly anybody was looking, The Cat dragged in a debut album that zoomed to the top of the charts many months after initial release. We speak, of course, about the first taste of Poison on their LP, Look What The Cat Dragged In. The former East Coasters relocated to L.A. a few short years ago and recorded The Cat LP in just 12 days on a teeny budget with help from noted Metal Master producers Rick Browdy, Jim Ferracci, and Michael Wagoner. Tracks include the monster hit Talk Dirty To Me. Poison has a super glam look, using lots of makeup, bracelets, and a guitarist with long Billy Idol-type white hair. We're speaking with vocalist Brent Michaels, the one winking and puckering up on the album cover, and why he thought the album got dragged to the top of the charts after being out so long.
I think our parents bought a lot of copies of the album. I think, to be honest with you, what it is the with Poison, how can I explain it? If you come out and you're a rock and roll band, especially a hard rock and roll band like ours, if you don't go to one end or the other, your band's just going to lay in the middle ground somewhere. And with Poison, we took our image and our music and everything we did, took it at 110%, and it just took off. Do you know what I mean?
Celebrity. Close up.
Friends and listeners in Puerto Rico, see you tomorrow. Until then, keep it air and stay tuned.
is the American Forces Network, Europe.
Don't stop now. Re-enlist.
AFM Munich serves you in southern Bavaria with the latest news, sports, music, and local happenings. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can tune into what's happening here, abroad, and especially back home with newscasts on the hour and expanded newscasts at 6 and 7 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m. Hear the music reaching the top of all the music charts around the clock. If it's news from your home state or your favorite song, you'll hear it on AFN just for you.